attack!
Look, I needed a minute now.
Look, my bad.
I was trying to pump the gas now.
Ooh,
or else I can't make the commute.
Oh, I'm commuting right now as well to go get water. Filling up the 5-galloners. So you may hear an order for 10 gallons worth of water somewhere amongst this episode.
What's is going that on, where man? They got the phrase 10 gallons?
Dude, this is Texas, baby. Texas, baby.
Nothing much, bro. Nothing much. Just another day, bro.
Long day today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. You text me you're getting out late. I was like, how funny. I, too, am getting out late tonight.
I know. You were like, sounds good. And I was like, that's a first. I didn't see that coming there.
Normally, I'm like, really? All right, you get off at 8:30.
I was waiting for it.
At 8:35.
Yeah, I was waiting for like, gosh, okay, fine.
No, I didn't get off till 8 tonight either. Or I didn't get home till 8, rather. And then had to eat. And then was like, oh, can you go get this water? I was like, perfect. Perfect opportunity to commute and record.
Coincided. You didn't even argue and complain. You're just like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, not a problem. Is this a group thing?
Or it just wasn't. It wasn't a really, babe, this late, really.
Oh, welcome to another episode of the Spooky Commute. I'm Aaron,
and I'm Homer, guys.
What's going on, guys? It has been a long day.
Yeah. Ready to go chill at the house. Ready, but then I got to be back at 7 a.m. So.
Oh, me too, brother. Me too. Oh, the worker's lifestyle, man.
Like that adulting grind, bro.
Luckily enough for us, there are plenty of good Halloween things to keep our spirits lifted at this moment right now. I have a spooky snack, but before I got into my spooky snack, I had just a snack in general that I wanted to discuss that I had today.
Okay, I don't have any snacks.
Perfect. Perfect. Then I'll do my spooky snack first, and then we'll discuss this other thing. Check this out, bro.
Okay.
Chocolate apple shapes with caramel apple flavored filling.
Huh.
So basically, it's chocolate with caramel.
So it's just chocolate, yeah.
But the caramel has an apple flavoring to it. So like it's a caramel apple chocolate.
And the chocolate on the outside is just like the mold of the apples.
Right. Yeah. The chocolate's the mold of the apple. And then the caramel inside has an apple flavor and caramel.
How is it?
Bro, I'm not going to lie. They are tasty. By Hershey's. Picked them up at Target. While they are good, I will preface with only can do 2 to 3 at the most at a time.
Okay, so does it come in a bag or does it come in a box?
Bag.
And if so, what's the price? Like, is it like a little M&M bag?
No. Okay, so it's like not like the travel size M&M bag, like a regular size M&M bag that you would get from, you know, like Target. So, you know, there's probably like 50 of them in there for $4. $4.
No, it's
not too bad. No. Solid price point.
You got a share bag right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I did with it. I brought it to work. Let everybody try it. It was, they've been good. I'm down to my last one now, which is nice, dude. Oh, this giant man just got into a smart car and then, like, backed out the wrong way down this aisle. I can't even right now with this guy. What is happening? Yeah, bro. They were pretty tasty. Now, there was something else I had today that I wanted to just discuss. A lot of people might know this already, but I didn't going into it. So I got a Cinnabon today, which I think is a great fall snack, right? Uh-huh. You know, because it's warm, you know, it's a little cooler out. I mean, not cooler where we're at, but, you know, nonetheless, no. It's still a little cooler. I got it from Whataburger The Cinnabon bread is like the biscuit bread.
See, I didn't know that, but I've had their, like, cinnamon rolls or whatever.
Oh, my God, dude. I was blown away by how good that stuff was, man. I was like, oh, my God, is this, like, the brisket bread? The brisket biscuit bread?
The Church, brisket? I was like...
The brisket. The briskamana. So, yeah, man. It was
a couple of slices of brisket with a little Hello. Glaze on top.
That's exactly what it was like. A little bit. All right, bro. We're back from the water break because that was much louder All than right. we anticipated.
That was way louder.
It was, which now you have the sound effect, so I'm not editing that one out. Anyways, though, I'm sorry to interrupt your excitement. You said you heard a rumor that Bill Miller's have something. Is that who I heard you say, Bill? Good old Bill?
Yes, Bill Miller's is starting to sell their pumpkin pie. I don't know if they're selling it by the slice or if they're like just whole.
Ooh, whole pie in it, huh?
Just giving y'all a heads up now.
All right. If anybody out there has picked up the pumpkin pie from Bill Miller's or has any insight as to if they're selling it or not, hit us up on the Insta ASAP. Spooky commute.
Because I only want a slice right now. Because if I buy the full thing, it's about to go down.
Dude, you can't buy the full thing right now because it's too tempting. And then you're going to, it's just too early, you know?
That's like, why I said it would just be like,
you as well.
Just be wolfing it down.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't commit to a whole pie right now.
How is this ice cream man going 50 miles an hour in a four? Like, I'm trying to catch up to him so that I could go around him because I know he's going into my neighborhood and I don't want to be stuck behind him.
The place we fill up our water has a frutaria attached to it, which I love because they offer free samples while we're waiting for water, which I turned down for y'all so we can get back into the show. I saw a movie.
I need a sample, but can you make it a full size?
You have that in pumpkin, please? Yes, thank you. Oh, only Ecto Cooler? That'll suffice, I suppose.
That sounds good. I guess I'll take it.
I'll look sad about it. Does it have Slimer on the box? I don't want it then. Do you remember when Ecto Cooler came back out last year?
And no,
everybody was complaining.
For like a minute.
I got the 12 pack of
Well, because everybody was complaining because everybody that went, it was sold out. Like, they're like, we didn't think it was going to be a big deal. We knew that millions of people cried for it. Millions of people wanted it. Y'all signed a petition. We finally brought it out, and it was 5 packs per store. And I'm like, what are you doing?
The trick with that was, though,
if people are signing
they
petitions.
They had it in major markets where it flopped. It was the smaller markets where it was a hit, which is crazy. So I ordered mine on Walmart.com, and it was in a Walmart from, like, Dallas. And I picked it up at the store. It was shipped to store. Free! The biggest thing with me, with those
I think that's what it was. They were just like, who's getting the main money? This one store over here, send it to them. It's like, no, send it to all Walmarts. Don't just send
it to that got me the most, though, was all the freaking people on Twitter and Instagram complaining that freaking Slimer wasn't on the can. I get it. That Ecto Cooler box is iconic. That being said, y'all wanted the drink.
I feel like it had something to do with like license. Like, it's like, hey man, we only had it for that 1 year. Like, we can't put Slimer.
They had the new Ghostbuster movie coming out. Whoever owns Ghostbusters probably wanted more money. And they're like, nah, forget it. We'll just release the flavor. I saw a movie this past weekend, that I talked about seeing on the last episode. And now I've seen it. So now I'm going to talk about it now. I'm really good at this talking thing, as you can tell. I saw Hellfest over the weekend, bro. Okay, so here's the deal with Hellfest. Somebody said it's a remake, which I don't fully believe.
That's what I said.
I was like, well, I don't know about that. I've never seen...
Once I heard this is the way it is. Like, so, ooh, here we go.
I don't think it's, I don't know it to be a remake. So this is my first interaction with a serial killer in a theme park idea. This is how I felt about it. A super.
I've seen that. No, I've seen that concept, like serial killer in a theme park. Only.
Oh, but, in Scooby-Doo. Oh my God. You figured it out. It is a remake. Fuck that. Okay. Before I review it, I'll tell you right now. You'd be better off just going to watch Scooby-Doo. it was a fun movie. Zero scares whatsoever. Did not get scared once. And I'm a jumpy moviegoer. I'm usually the one jumping or like looking between my fingers. Mm-hmm. I'm the first one to do it and admit it. See, not once. Eyes open the whole time. Didn't jump at all.
See, I only like lean. You could tell when I'm like, I feel like a scare is coming on, because I'll lean and I'll put like my fist like right in front of my mouth, like holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. But I'll only scream or go, oh, like what the hell? If someone grabs me. Gotcha. Like, I know they won't do it on purpose, but it's because they're getting scared and they want something to hold on to. And I'm like, why me? Why? Like, get off. Like,
so.
But I'm scared.
From it not being scary, it was a fun movie. It was a good, there were some good kill scenes, some interesting plot twists. There was a big twist at the end. Not a big twist, but a nice twist, which made me go, well, they definitely leave the door open for a sequel, but they did it in a way where I don't feel like it's forced. That being said, I don't know if the movie was good enough to merit a sequel. That goes to theaters. Maybe direct to DVD, but not to theaters. So I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
The only horror movie?
Maybe say, probably a 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. Entertainment, like a 8 out of 10, just because it was fun. But then the horror factor, like a 2 out of 10. So there you have. So really, if you average them out, it's like a 5 out of 10. Damn, I just keep knocking this movie down, man. That's one thing I love about this show, bro. We're not afraid to tell it how it is. Like, this movie's okay. It'd be a great Redbox pick for next Halloween. There we go. That's the best way to describe it.
I love it that it's for next Halloween.
Because you know it's not going to be on Redbox anytime.
It's like, you know what? Even... See, the only movie I saw recently... Because, okay, so just a heads up. Hulu posted... All their, I forgot what it was like. Hulu Scream.
Oh my goodness, I've heard about this today.
Hulu something.
How is it?
So they have like all their stuff out. So it has some pretty good stuff. They carried over some other stuff that they had released those past couple of days. But it's pretty cool because they don't just have movies, they have like shows and they have, you know, other stuff like that. And so it's pretty cool that you're able to like. Oh, you know, and it's not just like three movies. They have like 20, 30.
Wow, that's good.
But apparently they're going to be like adding more throughout October.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. But what they added that I hadn't seen yet, and it's because I don't want to say I gave up on the franchise, but I was kind of like, on it, was Jigsaw.
Oh, you haven't seen Jigsaw.
So I hadn't seen the last one.
Have you
one.
Seen it now?
Yeah. And so I finally saw it. Okay. Yeah, I saw it. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, it has the kills, it has the traps, it has everything. And it has the twist, of course. But it left me going, huh, it's like that other one that
Dude,
they did.
That is exactly already. How I felt about so, the movie, too. Okay. I left the movie saying, okay, the twist in this one was good.
It was the same twist that they had. Yeah. But it's it was the same twist that they had, like, in, what, part 4?
Something like that. I did think it was good was like, in the sense that like it was it was a small spoiler here. He's not still alive, right? So I was like, okay, well at least they didn't resurrect him. All right.
Yeah.
Spoilers over. I definitely left that movie just like, it's another Saw movie. Definitely not as good as the first two. I felt that same
way. But it was so funny because at first I was like, how? And then like it happened at the end, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it. That's cool.
I had one more.
I'm glad they didn't do what they did. Sure, I'm glad.
I had one more pick, something I started watching over the weekend, which going in theme with this, man, this is just one sad episode because my pick is not a high recommendation either. But, you know, I think it's important to make people aware that, like, you could probably skip this one. I started watching the Hulu original Freakish.
Oh.
It's basically The Walking Dead with teenagers in a high school. Like, literally.
Yeah. But see, that kind of reminds me, there's an anime called High School of the Dead.
Interesting.
Which is the same thing. They're like, well, at first it's real interesting, and then it gets real like, oh, come on, this was so good. Like, why did you ruin it? But I mean, it was the same concept. Like, they're in school, all these teenagers, all these teachers, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's a zombie apocalypse going on outside. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's definitely the same premise in this show, and it definitely had worn out its welcome about 2/3 of the way through the first episode. And then the big plot twist is, these episodes only 30 minutes long, bro. Yeah, so I was pretty much jet-gazed by then. I think we ended up watching 3 episodes, and we were like, I definitely don't need to watch any more of this.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I was kind of like, eh. Like, it sounded okay, but yeah. I was like, I'm over it.
Something that I did do that was fun this weekend, bro. I checked out that MonsterCon.
Oh, so did I. But I went Sunday.
Saturday.
And see, I heard my friend went, and he said when he went Saturday, he went, I think, like at 2, and it was popping. He goes, there were so many people here. It was like the 4th of July. Like, there was so much going on. Like, it was wild. And I was like, let's go. So my experience, hopefully you hyped it up and ended great, was we went and we were like, let's go, and I think we got there like at 11.
Ooh, and it was, I mean, that's kind of early, dude, though, like in the morning.
Dead.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. And I was like, man, nobody's here. Like, there was a few people dressed up and stuff like that, and I was like, okay, cool. But I mean, of course, you had your vendors, you had people selling pops, of course, you know, and your local artists and stuff like that. There was a couple of people that was pretty cool. And it was pretty interesting to, like, you know, talk and see that there's other people out there, like I said before. Like, you know, it's not only like 5 people in the state of Texas or, you know, the city of San Antonio that like horror. Like, but I mean, it was cool. It was fun. It was entertaining. But I swear, I got home, I sat down, and everybody was posting that they're there, and I was like, you sons of... So we left. We were there for about 2 hours. We left, like, picked up something to eat. I seriously got into my room. I checked my Instagram and my Facebook, and it was like 1:45, and everybody was like, oh my God, are we here? Check this out. My kid dressed up as this, and my daughter, and all this. And I'm like, where were y'all? Like, y'all can't be going to
put
church
on your
and be
devil
like,
costume.
Okay, we thanked God and blessed ourselves. Now let's put it on.
I definitely went at a peak time on Saturday, to the point where, like, towards the end of it, I was ready to go because I was blown away by how packed it was, bro. It was insane. I couldn't believe how many people I saw in costume. Good costume. Good Jasons. Good.
System disarmed.
Jesus, what are you fighting the Terminator over there? Good Lord. Costumes were pretty dope, man. Every time I went to try to record something, it was like just so packed that I couldn't even get a good handle or angle on anything, it felt like, man. But the vendors were popping off. I couldn't believe how many vendors there were. And I was super impressed by how many of them did indeed keep it horror themed, man. I picked up a few things that I would just like to highlight. One, picked up a new pin, bro. It was a pin made from a vintage, Safeway print ad of Halloween costumes at the store. And it has, like, the little plastic vampire teeth, but it's like in the old comic print.
I thought you were gonna say
It was made out of real bone. I'm not that hardcore.
I was like, damn, bro, that's vintage. But
check out the Insta this week for a picture of that on the denim jackets. Another thing I picked up from a company I had heard from the first time called Paul Bearer Press. Got some koozies, bro. They had silver shamrock koozies. From Halloween 3, bro, I got the skull.
Oh, really?
And then my little man wanted the pumpkin, so I got him the pumpkin. Super sick. Check out for those on the Insta this week. And then the final thing, the homies, Jess Adorbs, Creepy Cute, Ragamuff Pins have a little shop inside that mall, and they carry this, the coffee.
Yeah,
I shared this with you before. They have horror themed coffee, including Beetlejuice.
Oh, so they carry them there
at the mall. They have not just for the weekend.
Not just
I actually
for
went
the
to their booth. They had set up. They're like, oh, we actually don't have it at the booth. It's in the shop. I was like, oh, sweet. So I swung over to the shop. What are you doing? Are you making an espresso? Oh, man.
No, I am not.
They had Beetlejuice. They had 11, which was, of course, maple flavored. We ended up going with the Caramilla, the freaking Adams Family, bro. Yeah, right. That was it, man.
Adams Family.
Busting that open this weekend to try it out. All in all, man, for a free show, killer. Had a great time.
Not
well,
bad,
I am home. Water is inside. You're obviously home fighting Terminator and making espressos.
Same.
I think that's yeah. I knew this day would come. Coffee to fight the machines. All right, man. That's going to be a wrap for us today. We'll be back here with you guys on Thursday.
Sounds good, bro.
All right.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good night.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
Stay
out.
Creepy, y'all.
A museum where people come to see them. They really are a scream. The Addams Family. Neat. Sweet. Petite. So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family. And they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together kooky. The Addams.